May I have your attention, please? Shabbat Shalom, everyone. My name is future priest Ethan Hawkins. I would like to serve you forever as a priest starting very soon. It's now time to start finding your seats for Sabbath services.
May I have your attention, please? Shabbat Shalom, everyone. My name is future priest Neon Hawkins, and I would like to serve you forever as a priest starting very soon. It's my privilege and honor to present to you the future priests and priestesses now entering the sanctuary. It's my privilege and honor to present to you the first speaker, future priest Deacon Melchizedek Hawkins.
Shabbat Shalom, everyone. You may be seated. May the peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you. Today I'd like to speak on time is running out. And Yahweh is holding back the nuclear war just long to give us enough time for those that have true hearts and minds to repent. But the wars will not be held back much longer. Soon the nuclear baby that was prophesied will kill a third part of men over the fourth part of the earth in and around the great river Euphrates. This is all brought about by rebellious religion, the mixture of righteousness and evil shown to exist in Genesis 2 verse 9. And it is condemned in Genesis 4 verse 5 through 7. The Savior said, when we see these things in Matthew 24, that we will know that the end is near. So if we could turn over to Matthew 24. Matthew 24 and its verse 7. It's found on page 752. And it says, for nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines and pestilences and disease epidemics and earthquakes in place after place. And the word pestilence means disease epidemics. And right now, the world has an abundance of disease epidemics. The nations are all trying to acquire or build nuclear weapons. Many nations already have nuclear weapons. But these nations are religiously hateful, and prophecy shows that nuclear bombs will be used. The Savior warned that all of these prophecies written in Matthew chapter 24 will be fulfilled in this generation. And in Matthew 24 verse 33 through 34, it says, in the same way, when you see all these things, know that His coming and the end of the age is near at the very door. Truly, I say to you, that generation will not pass away until all these things are fulfilled. Now, we are now seeing all of these things except for the nuclear wars, which science proves will darken the sun, like the scripture says. Now, the Savior warns for us to come out of these religions. In Revelations 18, verse 1 through 5, it says, it's found on page 982, and it says, and after these things I saw another mallet come down from heaven, having great authority, and the earth was enlightened with his glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and has become the habitation of demons, and the hole of every foul spirit, and the cage of every unclean and hateful birds. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth have grown rich through the abundance of her delicacies. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, Come out of her, my people, so that you do not partake in her sins, and so that you do not receive of her plagues. So these are the false prophets spoken of by the Yahweh's apostles and the Savior, and the world who makes their own rules based on majority vote minus the laws of Yahweh written by the inspired prophets. And this is the same religion that permits fornication, adultery, sodomy, and bestiality, and the murder of millions of babies each year through abortion. And they permit the creation and spread of STDs throughout the world. These are the ones who will not repent after a third of man are killed in the fourth part of the earth, in and around the great river Euphrates. And in Revelation 18, it shows what sin is, and these religions teach, and what causes the problems that the world is facing today. Sin is the breaking of Yahweh's laws. And if we could all turn over to 1 Yochanan 3, verse 4, 7 through 8, for my last scripture. Okay, it says, "Whoever commits sin transgresses also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law." And it says, "Little children, let no man deceive you. He who practices righteousness is righteous, just as he is righteous. He who commits sin is of the devil, for the devil is sin from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of Yahweh was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil." So the scriptures of the prophets and the apostles and the Savior are very plain. They condemn the teachings of the religions today. The religions do not follow Yahweh's laws. So will they repent? They will not. That is why Yahweh says to come out from among them, and to come where Yahweh's protection is prophesied. And so, time is running out. And with that, everyone please stand. I'll turn it over to the next speaker for prayer. Yes, Shrin.
You may be seated.
The great Deacon Jacob Hawkins.
Shabbat Shalom, everyone. You may be seated. May the peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you. Today I'll be speaking on gift giving. Now, if you turn to Jacob 1, that's on page 953, Jacob 1, verse 17, and it says, "Every righteous gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of light, with whom there is no variation nor shadow of turning." Now, if you look at that side note there, side note C, on the right-hand side, it says, "Where are the others from?" Now, turn to Jacob 3 and verse 15. It's on page 955. And it says, "This wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual and demonic." So you see right there that the gifts that do not come from Yahweh, which we'll go over later, those gifts come from Satan, and they're demonic, they're earthly. You're participating in God worship when you do those things. Now in the 13th book of Yeshel, part 2, on page 245, Pastor speaks a little bit about gift giving. It says, I'll start at verse 79. It says, "Well, you can see the destruction now. The scientists can see the destruction. Well, what does that have to do with Christmas? What does that have to do with the price of Easter eggs in China or throughout the world? Well, the gods, you've got to make yourself in the image of a god, or you make yourself in the image of a man. The image of the gods is gift-giving, giving gifts. That seems like a righteous thing, doesn't it? Give somebody a gift. No, not really. See, you've set yourselves apart from Yahweh's house. You take yourselves out of the house, and you choose to do this on your own. Why? Well, you can make up all kinds of excuses, but you get the glory, and you've got it. You've received your reward, as Yahshua said. Now, if you want to bring glory to the house that actually belongs to Yahweh, then you would obey the scriptures, and you would give all your tithes and offerings, which means gifts, to Yahweh's house. So the food will come from Yahweh's house, and Yahweh will get the glory. His house of Yahweh will get the glory. And then the people will say, the house of Yahweh helped me. The house of Yahweh gave me food when I needed it. They gave me clothing. They gave me blankets. For example, if a brother needs a blanket, and you have a blanket, and the brother asks you, do you have a blanket? You don't give him that blanket. You turn it into the south office, as we've been told. You turn it in, and then Yahweh's house provides the needs for the people. Yahweh's house will give the people the blanket. Because there may be someone who needs the blanket worse than the other person. It says, should it be too hard now for you to understand? Don't give gifts on your own. You've received your reward. What was it? A little bit of glory for a little bit of while? And totally separated yourself from Yahweh's house. You separated yourself from Yahweh's house that you didn't seek to begin with. You didn't ask, but you went ahead and did it. Well, I'll ask later. I'll confess it later. I'll get forgiveness later. That's easier. Well, it's not repentance, and you can't fool Yahweh. Now, when you give the blanket to the south office, then Yahweh gets the glory. The house of Yahweh gets the glory. But when you give the person the blanket, giving the gift, then you receive that glory. Now, gift-giving from Britannica.com, it says the gift exchange cycle entails obligations to give, to receive, and to return. The cycle rests in obligation to return the gift. So when you give someone something, they think in their mind, oh, I've got to give him something back for that. And then it just continues. Now, if you turn to Ecclesiastes 7, that's on page 522. Ecclesiastes 7, verse 7. It says, surely oppression can turn a wise man into a man without reason, and a bribe corrupts the heart. Now, in the King James Version, or the Holy Bible, it says that a gift destroys the heart, or corrupts the heart. Now, in the Peaceful Solution, in the grade 5, this is a student's workbook, it talks about different ways that you can obtain possessions without receiving a gift. For example, you can borrow something, you can buy something, and you can work for it, and an inheritance. Now, those are the things you can do to obtain possessions that the Peaceful Solution speaks about. Now, the only gifts that we can receive is the prophetic words, newsletters, the family meals, the radio, or the pastor playing on the radio, and pastor playing on the satellite. And also eternal life. That's another gift you can receive, but you have to work for it. You have to become perfect. Now, if you turn to 1 Timothy 4, verse 14, it says, that's on page 935, 1 Timothy 4, verse 14, it says, do not neglect the gift that is in you, which was given to you through prophecy with laying on of hands, of the body of elders. Set your love upon these things. Give yourself completely to them that your progress may be evident to all. And that gift is Spirit Holy through baptism. Now, for conclusion, when you go to accept a gift, let's rip this open. Think of it as you're accepting the lake of fire. All right? So remember, don't give gifts. Don't accept gifts. The only gifts you can accept is the prophetic words and the newsletters, and then the other things that I covered. All right? So if you all please stand. I'll turn it over to the great Kahan, Benjamin Hawkins.
Shabbat shalom, great saints of Yahweh. You may be seated. May the peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you. What a beautiful day it is. It's wonderful to be in the house of Yahweh, to be alive, and to be offered this eternal life that Yahweh is offering us, this gift, this free gift. Notice there's also conditions upon that gift. By the way, to back up what our great future priest just said about this gift giving, here's your Santa Claus that Pastor told you about. That's Pope John Paul, or Pope John the 23rd, lying in state in the Vatican where he's buried in his Santa costume. Okay, if you're wondering where that costume came from and who you're worshiping when you accept these gifts, here you go. They've preserved his body now for about 60 years, looking just like that. All the way down to his little red shoes. Remember, these things are being brought out for a reason. Everything in Yahweh's house has a purpose. But praise Yahweh that everyone's chosen to gather together today at the great gathering. Praise Yahweh. And that's actually the title of my sermon today. Actually, I don't even know the title of my sermon, but it has to do with gathering and coming. How about that? I don't know if I'm coming or gathering most of the time. Okay, so last week, Pastor mentioned something that was seen in Scotland, off the coast of Scotland, and it was a wave. If y'all, I don't know if he showed this picture, but it's very easy to spot our pastor there. Everybody can see that, right? That familiar profile with the glasses. Yes, you can clap, you know. I mean, this is amazing. You know, of course, the world is this God or Scrooge? Well, I guess you could call him Scrooge because he's all about bah humbug on Christmas. Okay? So, no, but it's not Scrooge and it's not God. Okay? And it's not Old Man of the Sea. It's some of the other things I've heard. This is interesting because on 12/10, December 10th, on Wednesday, December 10th, I was doing some gathering down in the valley, in the Rio Grande Valley. I was driving back and I got a call from our great overseer who said, quick, you got to go to weather.com and look at this picture that we were just told about from somebody from that part of the world that had called him and told him about it. And so I did, and of course, you could see Pastor right off. I mean, there was no question who that was. Now, what's interesting about this picture is it's not us just seeing this now. Okay, now the world is starting to get the attention here. The world is starting to be shown things, and this is going to play a really big part of this gathering, as you're going to learn today. This storm, by the way, it was called the weather bomb, and it battered the west coast of Scotland and actually all over in the UK. I want to show you a certain portion here. It says, as storms battered the Hebrides on Wednesday, photographer Ron Steenvoorden took a perfectly timed picture appearing to show a face in the spray. Perfectly timed picture. Now, this man that took this picture, He didn't even see it at the time. He saw it when he got home after he looked at the picture. You know, there's no way you could have seen that face when a storm going. He couldn't even stand up, he said. I want you to notice also the name of the man who wrote this article. Bill Gardner. That's going to tie into what we're talking about today. And notice the time, 7:13 p.m. when this article was written. Okay, 7:13. Y'all remember that number, right? It means purple in the Hebrew. I got a lot to cover, so I'm going to continue. It says, the next one says, Atlantic storm crashes into UK, creates mysterious face in the waves. This is from weatherunderground.com. And it says, this what really caught my attention first, and pastors as well, is that the winds, a powerful storm blasted into UK coast this week, clocking wind gusts as high as 96 miles per hour and creating waves that reach three stories high. I think some of them said they were about 70 feet high. That's how big the storm was. Now, I want you to notice something else. This Atlantic storm, it was an Atlantic storm, was named Alexandra in Europe. Created some picturesque moments out of the angry ocean and the swelling waves. Keep those in your mind because that ties in with Luke 21:25. Okay? Luke 21:25 is not just talking about people, the sea roaring and stuff. It's talking about what's taking place in this world because of global warming. That pastor has been, the message that he's been passing, that he's been putting out about this global warming, this bowl that he's poured out, as Revelation 16 talks about. I don't want to miss anything. It was named Alexandra. Keep that in your mind, because this is very important. The next page, there's just a little portion mentioned here that the man said that he didn't notice the face before he took the picture. Then when he got home, he saw it. Remember, this was in Europe. Okay, this was in Europe. Keep this in your mind. The date that this took place was December 10th. Now, if I could have slide one, please. Let me see what I want to... Slide one. Okay, there's the picture. And it's... This is actually... We didn't do this ourselves. The newspaper did this for us. We didn't have to do any work on this. In showing anything, they already saw it. But you can see pastor's profile plainly. Slide two. I want you to also notice that he's facing west. Have you been noticing in all the pictures of pastor, even in the nebula, he's always facing west. He's not facing east like that Roman soldier, remember? East means the beginning. West means latter, the future. Okay, remember that in Scripture. Next slide, please. Now, this is the picture that we, one of the great deacons actually sent me. And look how amazingly close that, where that profile is. Next slide. And this is the picture that it was taken from when Pastor was over in Israel, okay, meeting with somebody there. Can I have my next slide before I go on? Now, I want to read you something here. Actually, first, I want to give, let's go ahead and read this excerpt from the 14th book of Israel. By the way, I hope everyone has one. This is page 162, and it's a sermon given on 5/7/14, and it was about global warming. And it says, verse 51, concerning the coming of our King, Yahshua Messiah, and are gathering together to him. Well, right now, if you'd get it in your mind that this coming, what it actually means. It's not making a personal appearance, but it's coming. He has the power, like Yahweh, right now, to where he can actually send inspiration, and of course, it's broadcast. I don't know how, maybe like something like a signal from a radio. Next slide. Well, now this is verse 52. Well, Yahweh has his ways of reaching us. But before Yahshua, yes, before Yahshua, Yahweh spoke to us by the prophets. Now he's speaking to us, or he's coming to us. Coming to us. Yahshua is speaking to us, as Hebrews, the very first chapter, shows you. Yahweh is coming, speaking to us through Yahshua, the high priest, over the house of Yahweh, under inspiration, writing in the clouds. Okay? Writing in the clouds. Remember, Pastor told us if Yahshua was just a peer right now, would any of us be able to endure that? No. Okay? He's not coming here. What he's doing is he's sending this inspiration through the clouds. Can I have the next slide? Next slide. But gathering together. Keep that word in your mind. We're gathering. From Yahshua speaking to us, we're gathering people to him, and it's called the house of Yahweh. Verse 57. Now this shows you that the apostle Shaul knew that this was for your future day. Remember in 2 Thessalonians where he says, now concerning the coming of our King Yahshua Messiah, the coming and our gathering together to him. Concerning the coming and the gathering together to him. That's what Pastor was speaking about here in that verse. It's not going to take place the way the world thinks. Remember, the world, they don't know anything about the plan of Yahweh. The house of Yahweh knows the plan of Yahweh. Our great overseer, Israel Hawkins, knows the plan of Yahweh, and he has that full picture. Now, this picture was taken on 1210. This is 1210 from Strong's. And lo and behold, what does it mean? The gathering. And it talks about gathering of grapes. Okay, remember, grapes are purple too, right? All right, now let's move on. Remember this gathering and this coming. 96 miles an hour, the winds, wind gusts up to. Which brought me back to this picture here. That was taken on September 6th or 9/6/2014. And of course, you know, we all remember the moon bow, right? Let me show you a better picture of that. Give you a more detailed picture of it. For the people in the outlying areas that maybe haven't seen it yet that are just gathering with us now. Now, we all remember the moon bow. It was 9/6, and it was spotted in Hawaii, actually by Oahu on the island of Molokai. Y'all remember this picture, right? Right here, you can see Pastor, and then there's the donkey right there off to his right, and the rainbow. And remember the woman looking this way? Okay, y'all remember that, right? It's on a beach. It's on a beach in Hawaii. Now, the interesting thing is when we first gave this and we looked up the number 96, remember it meant drop. Drop. Now, from Astronomy Picture of the Day on NASA.com's website, it says, like a rainbow at night, a beautiful moon bow shines above the western horizon in this deserted beach scene from Molokai Island, Hawaii, USA. Captured last June 17th in the early morning hours, the lights along the horizon are from the Honolulu and the cities on the island of Oahu, 30 miles away. So where was the moon? And then it talks about how that moon bow was actually what created that rainbow. The moon actually created the rainbow. But what I want you to notice is, on this picture, is once again, it's talking about, this picture is taken on the western horizon, okay? Once again, it's in the west. Everything always points to the west in these pictures, if you'll notice and take notice of it. And there's a reason for that, because that's where the witness is. The witness in the west. Remember that scripture, the witness in the west. Now, Hawaii, here's some words that we just saw. The island of Oahu. Oahu is the main island where Waikiki is. I actually used to live there for about a year, and we have a great priest of Yahweh who is with us today that Pastor actually baptized in the Pacific Ocean when he went to Hawaii. But notice what Oahu means. Oahu means gathering place. Gathering place. Now, here's that word again. Now, you're going to be even more amazed as time goes on, but let's look at the word Molokai, because that was the other one that was mentioned. This is an article called from the Molokai Dispatch. It's a paper in Molokai. So is it Molokai or Molokai? It was an article regarding how to pronounce the name properly. That's from October 15, 2008. And notice what the meaning of Molokai is. Molokai was correct, as the meaning of Molokai is gathering of ocean waters. Gathering of ocean waters. There's that word gathering again. Okay, keep this in your mind about the gathering, the coming of our king, and our gathering together to him. What we just read from the book of Israel. This is also the name of the beach that was on. I'm going to, maybe the great priest from Hawaii can actually pronounce this for us one day, but I'm going to go ahead and really ruin it. It's called Papahuku, or let me see, Papahaku Beach. Oh, Papahaku. Yes, okay, I was close enough. By the way, one of the signs they used to give us when we lived in Hawaii was hang 10. Well, one of these days they're going to be hanging 10 commandments in their classroom. And everywhere you can go, those 10 commandments are going to be hanging. Okay, now notice what Papahuku Beach means, because this is also important. It means stone fence. Stone fence. Think of the garden of Yahweh that's fenced in, hedged about and protected. Remember this stone, the great stone of Abel. Remember this. All these words were very important in what Yahweh was showing us in this moonbow picture. Remember, Yahshua is not putting these up just to impress us. Oh, look what I can do with the microbes. No, he is coming. He is gathering people to him. And you're fixing to see some really big, big gathering taking place very soon now. Now, this Hebrew word 1210 comes from 1219. 1219. 1219 in Strong's. It's the Hebrew word batsar, and it means to gather. And also, remember that word fenced that we just read? It means to enclose. Enclose. Remember, write these down. I hope you all have pens and paper and you're writing these down. These are very, very important for us to get in our head, because a million scriptures should be flying through your mind right now about this fence and this gathering and this coming of our king. Now, let me read you something else that's really interesting here in this definition. If I can zoom in a little bit here. I think I'm zoomed in as much as I can. But it means, up here it says, a walled, fenced, or fortified place for storing in the gathered crop or people. Or people. Notice, let me read it again. Walled, fenced, or fortified place for storing up the gathered crop or people. Isn't that amazing? Now watch this. Keep this one in your mind too. It also means gold. Gold. What is stored away and protected. Keep that in your mind, because I'm going to show you a picture here in a minute that's going to tie this in with things that Yahweh has been showing us now over the months. It also means, now get this, you need to know this one, fenced. It says a walled place of protection, fenced, defensed. Fenced, defensed, like a defense, like a protected place. A walled place of protection. Now that's 1219 that came from 1210, the date that we saw the wave picture. Now remember, back to 96. On 9-6 is when that moonbow picture was taken. Can we turn over to Revelation chapter 1, please? Because Pastor mentioned last week, he said 96 AD was when the book of Revelation was written. Y'all remember that? Okay, great. All right, so go to Revelation 1, found on page, 971. And this is a book written by Yochanan, was on the island of Patmos. He was banished to this island, actually living in a cave, because of the word of Yahweh, for standing up for righteousness. You know, and I look forward to meeting in this man one day. I really hope that I'm honored enough to be able to meet him. And this is, it's really wonderful what this man did. But he received this revelation from Yahweh in 96 AD. And he gives his greetings in the first six verses. But notice what he says in verse 7 to start off this whole thing. Behold, he is coming with clouds. Behold, he is coming with clouds. Well, what does that mean? He's going to float down in a cloud like the Christians talk about? No, he's coming with clouds. We just read what Pastor told us, what that meant, that his coming is going to be over a period of time, and his gathering is going to take place through these clouds that he's sending inspiration to make, to gather the people to the protected place. Now watch this, 96, word number 96, 96 is when that moonbow picture was taken, and notice what it means. It means drops. Also means a drop. Now, get this. It means collections, stores, reserve supply. It also means to flow down. Keep that word in mind in Isaiah 2, flow, remember that. To flow down or together as drops, a reservoir, drop, reservoir. Remember that word, reservoir. Told you I have a lot to go through. Let me show you the meaning of the word reservoir before I show you a couple more pictures here. This is the word reservoir, and it means a supply or source of something, like tapping into a universal reservoir of information. It also means a place where fluid collects. Now, if you were listening a little while ago about that word collect, collect means to gather. It's just another synonym of the word gather. A place where fluid collects, especially in rock strata, like the great Rock of Abel, right? Or in the body, like the body of Messiah, right? Right here at the great Rock of Abel. Y'all writing these down, right? Okay. Now that those words are synonyms for gather, like collect, gather, assemble, collect. Those are all synonyms. Keep these in your mind. Now, Pastor saw a rainbow. Actually, I believe it might have been a double rainbow. Here's the picture. He showed this before. I believe one of the great deacons showed it. And it showed at the end of the rainbow a big gold drop. A big gold drop, okay? Everybody remembers that, right? See that big gold drop right there at the end of the rainbow? You know, they always say there's gold at the end of the rainbow. Pot of gold. Remember that? The pot of gold. The Irish, I guess, had some kind of deal with that. Well, you know, there's some truth to that. There is gold at the end of the rainbow, but it ain't the kind of gold they're thinking about. But now, here's another picture of that same one. Another picture. As you can see, that big gold drop, and I believe that's right over where Pastor makes the prophetic word program. Okay? Now remember these, very important, flow, collect, all these things. Turn over to Isaiah chapter 2. Isaiah chapter 2, very familiar scripture. Isaiah 2. Oh, actually, yeah, Isaiah 2, let's turn there first. Isaiah chapter 2, and we're going to look at verse 1. It says, the word that Isaiah, son of Amos, saw concerning Yada and Jerusalem. It will come to pass in the last days. Now, do we all agree we're in the last days? Or do I have to go through all the scriptures to show us that we are in the last days? We are in the last time period. 1934. You know, look it up in Strong's. It means beginning. Well, beginning of what? Beginning of eternity for us, right? There ain't going to be no end to the house of Yahweh and peace being spread throughout this universe. There will be no end to the increase of Yahshua's government. It says, it will come to pass in the last days that the mountain, the promotion of the house of Yahweh, will be established in the chief of the nations, and all nations will eventually, what? Flow. They're going to flow to it. Well, what does that mean? You know, does that mean they're going to get in a paddle boat and just glide right into the gate there? No, I think you're starting to understand this flowing and how they're going to be gathered. Okay? Now, go over to Isaiah chapter 40. Think about that word drop. Actually, before I show you that, you can go to Isaiah 40, but I want to show you another meaning of this word. This is the word flow. It's Hebrew word 5102 from Isaiah 2, and it means to shine like gold, right? It also means a symbol. Remember the gathering. They're going to gather. Keep that in your mind. Isaiah 40. I believe it's verse 15 we're going to be looking at on page 555. It says, behold, the nations are like a drop in the bucket. You think he just put that there as a cutesy saying? The nations are like a drop in a bucket and are accounted as small dust on the scales. Keep that in your mind. The nations are like a drop. That word Alexandra, the storm that was seen in Europe with Pastor's face, it's from the Greek, and this has been brought out before in a sermon called The House Built on Sand. Does everybody remember that one? It's from the Greek. It's the Greek female form of Alexandros, and it means to defend man. Here's the meaning right here. Defender, protector of man. Other words that it comes from here, see also, Sandy. You remember Hurricane Sandy? On the Atlantic Ocean a couple years ago? And the Sandusky system that Pastor taught us about? Think these in your mind. Keep these in your mind. In a very great book called Did Yahshua Pre-Exist? Keep that word Alexander and Alexandria in your mind. Page 163 of Did Yahshua Pre-Exist talks about Alexandria and the Alexandrian school where Christianity, the cradle of Christianity, was born. Remember, the popes are supposed to be the defender of man, the defender of the faith. Really? What has their system brought? Global warming that's destroying our firmament and causing these waves 70 feet high to batter the coast of the UK? Remember, the USA got it in Sandy, and then another Sandy hits over in Europe, another one of the quartet. It was in New York that Sandy hit, New York and New Jersey. That's where the UN is, isn't it? Remember the quartet? And then just a couple days before the battering of the UK, the Bering bomb went off, and all that snow came down here, and we got froze out in November. That was from the Bering, but by Russia. All members of the quartet, right? All four corners of the earth. The Alexandrian school where all this Christianity came from. Remember the Coptic popes that Pastor taught us about? Remember that word sand, the house built on sand? It meant to twist and whirl and it meant to twist, to pervert, fall grievously. Turn over to Matithya chapter 7 real quick. Matithya chapter 7, Yahshua told us about that house built on sand and what it would bring, that it would fall grievously. And it is falling at this time. It says in verse 24, therefore, everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does them, there's the key, is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain fell and the floods came and the winds blew, those big waves, and beat against that house, but it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them is like a foolish man who built his house on the sand, and the rain fell and the floods came and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. You know, after that sermon was given about the house built on sand, the next day, it was on 1/26/13 that sermon was given. The next day, I was handed this. Y'all remember this conference? In 2013, the spring conference that was coming up. The very next day, I was handed that. Do you think they made that in one day? 3 weeks later, I came up here. The Peaceful Solution team came up here, and we mentioned this that was coming up in March. In fact, it was going to be held in the spring of 2013, March 28th and March 29th. March 28th and 29th. Right after I said that, out comes this man, Cardinal Dolan. This was on March 3rd, 2013. Our heads are not in the sand. Oh, really? This whole system is built on sand. What's a computer made from? This whole system is built on sand, and it's falling grievously. But you know what? Are you excited that the nations, Yahshua is gathering, he's coming, he's gathering these nations to the house of Yahweh, and I can't wait till our great teacher teaches us more about this great gathering, but it's being done by inspiration of Yahshua. Yahshua is probably the busiest person in the universe right now next to Yahweh. Okay? Very, very, very busy. Inspiring us and inspiring the world. The world is starting to see it. They're going to know. They're going to see all of these pictures you've been seeing. They're going to see who Yahweh's working with. They're going to see who's working with our great high priest, Yahshua. They're going to see these things. Right now, blessed are you because you believe without seeing. They're going to have to see it. But at this time, I hope Yahweh richly blesses your understanding this day. And I'd like to turn it over to the great Kohen Ilya Hawkins.
Shabbat shalom, everyone. You may all be seated. This week in the news, we have, very ironically, after Pastor talked about laying in bed, you don't know if a car is going to crash through your house. We actually had that occur in Abilene this week. A woman had a car come through her bedroom while in Abilene, and none of the ornaments or Christmas decorations seemed to have stopped it. It came right on into the house. But I want you to keep this in mind as the news plays today. There was a person that ran a stop sign. A vehicle hit that person, then went into the woman's house. Obviously, the woman who owned the house wouldn't expect that. And it's very doubtful that the two people driving had plans on having an accident that morning. Well, what we're seeing in the news today, of course, we see where U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov of Russia, and Benjamin Netanyahu, they all met in Rome this week. And this was before the news came out about the Cuban diplomatic relations being reopened between the United States and Cuba. Keep these things in mind. Remember, back in 1962, write down 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3. 1962 has a huge part to play in this work. But that is the closest year that is recorded where the United States and Russia came to where they truly expected nuclear war. And that was known as the Cuban Missile Crisis. And of course, in a war, The enemy of my enemy is considered to be my friend. Well, of course, if you want to go to war with someone, you need to make friends and remove the friendships from others. Remember the ties that Cuba had with Russia. And then look at what they're saying about the oil. Canada was involved in this decision-making, these diplomatic relations, and why Canada being involved? Well, Canada is the only country that cannot make oil when oil or make money when oil drops at a significant amount. It costs Canada more money to process oil than any other country. It costs Saudi Arabia less money than any other country. When oil prices go down, the United States hoards it. They put it into reserves. They don't sell it. Our economy is big enough where we can do that. But consider Russia. Oil profits make up 52% of Russia's overall country's wealth that comes in, 52%. So if Russia had their overall wealth, their revenue coming in cut in half in less than 2 months, they have sanctions put on them. Just imagine the stress that it's putting on the country and the people. And then keep in mind, you have the Pope involved in this Cuban relations. Look at all the death, the destruction, the wars, the child molestation taking place all around this world. And everyone wants to commend the Pope for opening up relations with a country the United States hasn't had relations with in over 50 years. Pay close attention to what you're going to see in the news today and remember what Pastor has brought. If we could go ahead and play the news. The greatest teacher in the world, the great Kahan Yisrael, Abel Hawkins.
Shalom, everyone. And we got a crowd here today. Praise Yahweh. You may be seated. Praise Yahweh. I love you too. Praise Yahweh. May the peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you. When you see these war machines that our world is creating and getting ready for the nuclear wars that the prophets predicted, keep in mind that the prophets also predicted that we would be opposing this Babylonia system that's mentioned in your Bible. In your scriptures, if you have a King James Version or Book of Yahweh either, you can find this thing in either place. I found them before we got the Book of Yahweh back in action was fully convinced that you could find all the future events named for you, and I'm more convinced now because I can see it more and understand it more. If you remember, we left off with Beyond Babylon last Sabbath, and I did bring that map to show you. You can get this view in your mind. Let me see if I can get it to where you can see it. Benya said she couldn't find that map, but that's because I had to put two or three together to get it, but I couldn't find a full page with my technology to put it together. But this is apparent. This right here is about where Jerusalem is, Jerusalem, and then you can see Babylon right here by Jerusalem. But it's not too far. It's further than this little reduced thing shows. But then here, beyond Babylon, from Jerusalem, of course, is Italy and Rome. And that's where Yahweh took the tribes of Israel who had rejected his law. They thought they chose that place on their own, you know. They did. He allowed it. Yahweh allowed it, or it wouldn't have been so. I don't want to get this mixed up here for sure. 12:17. We stopped in Daniel, in fact, because Daniel is showing us the history of the 12 tribes, it was full of religions, of course. They were creating religions like they still are today. But he saw these beastly systems rise up with these religions, and then one strong religion, which was the Herodians. They used their money to build a very strong army, and they controlled a lot of wealth. And, of course, wealth, that's what they're still fighting over. They want the wealth of these nations. That is the system that's a leader of the kings of the earth. They want to be able to control the wealth. And they don't want to have to fight a king somewhere. You know, it rises up and says, we're not going to do it this way. And if you notice Barack Obama's speech yesterday, he was saying that Hollywood shouldn't have backed down and like they did, that this shows a great weakness. And he said that they should have stood strong. You can't give in to dictatorship. That's exactly what I'm preaching. You can't give in to dictatorship. If you just think of what it means when we're opposing Babylon, we're opposing this whole system, this war, the wars and fighting, the deceitfulness of riches that is going on, the traveling to and fro that has taken over Satan's life. I bet you've seen the same island, you know, 50 or 60 times. Well, my face is on that island too, as you well know. It says, on the western coast of Scotland, the great Cohan Benjamin Krause Hawkins, he forgot to mention this, and he asked if I would show this. This is a storm that also showed the mystery face that we have pretty much proof that fits my face, my glasses, and everything that I've worn for 50, 60 years. On the western coast of Scotland and on the Hebrides Islands, the Alexander family was born among the ancient Dalaridans claims. Their names comes from the given name Alexander, which in turn was originally derived from the Greek name, which means defender of men. Very interesting. This was the Scottish coast where this, you know, if you think about that, that's quite a miracle because, I mean, who would notice something from the weather department anyway? I mean, waves, and yet this thing was caught instantly when it was put out and shipped straight to us. You know, it's like it was under inspiration, you know, that it came to us. And I had no idea that it meant that much, but you can see from what he brought out that it does. But now, on this same thing, this is Yeshua's doing. He's our high priest, so he's sending us, and he tells us, watch for my writing. And he's sending us things from time to time, and each one that he sends us leads to something else, if you'll just remember. It's kind of like the scriptures, you know, here a little and there a little. Well, these scriptures, you've got to remember the scriptures and then remember the words in those scriptures, and because one word may point you to something that is very needful to understand the subject that you're on. And it takes a lot of study. Yes, it does. And it takes a lot of push buttons, too, because you got to push that button to get that television to go off and get your mind back on your studies. I don't think you're keeping up. Maybe some of you are. I would that everyone would. The letters and magazines that we're writing and putting out, I'll bring you some information on that in just a little bit. But go to Daniel 7, because this is shown here, the four religions that formed kingdoms. Now, if you remember in Samuel's day, they said, "We want a king to fight our battles for us." And they rejected Yahweh at that time plainly so they could worship gods. Well, that should remind you, the gods should remind you of what Yahweh showed in Genesis, the second chapter, where he said, "You follow these gods and you're gonna die. Dying, you will die." And this was a tree of mixture of righteousness and evil. And that's what the gods do. The gods are dead. They're worthless. There's no telling how many thousands of gods there is in the grave. They know not anything, but they're still being prayed to. Still being prayed to. They're not answering any prayers. Pope Benedict said there's a sleep. Well, I guess you could call it that. When you're dead, I guess you're also sleeping, in a way. But anyway, the prophet Daniel was shown in a night vision these four great powers, and the fourth beast became the Roman Empire. And every scholar knows that. That's easy to understand. You can follow it in history. They became the world-ruling power that ruled the whole earth for a short time. But Daniel showed you a great statue, and it was a mixture of clay and iron and so forth. And he says, "This won't stand together. This won't hold. There's nothing here to hold it together." The unity that we're going to experience in the kingdom of Yahweh will hold us together forever. Now, that unity, of course, praise Yahweh, that unity is believing and trusting Yahweh 100%, and His laws that He says will do this if you will practice those laws. If you don't put them to work, if you don't practice it, if you don't teach your child when you rise up, when you lay down, if you miss the laying down part, you know, before he goes to bed, give him something to remember. Now, with this new program that we're making, I praise Yahweh for it. It's just about finished. And of course, our expert teachers are putting these lessons together for you. So you could play them a lesson, whatever place they're having trouble, you could play them a lesson and pretend you're watching television, if that will help you any. On your TV, on your computer globe, you could play them a lesson in that field. Just push some buttons there and just enjoy pushing those buttons, and like you do on your phones and things, you know. I'm talking to the world. I know there's no one here that has this problem. But you could actually pull up this lesson for your son, type it in, and you can have the experienced teachers of the peaceful solution teach your son or your daughter, and maybe yourself, you know, a little. You might learn a little yourself from it, and you learn a great deal if you just pay attention. We've got proofreading now going on, too, that would help you a great deal. I said if we can get these people to proofreading and just really pay attention, show us the proof that you're proofreading, because we'll send you some questionnaires. Look for that. So remember, what you read, don't just look for a misspelled word. You're going to find those in my writing. I'm not a speller. But I notice Webster's not either. You know, we're finding all kinds of mistakes in Webster's dictionaries. And the American Heritage and Western and Webster's don't agree with one another, so that proves both of them are wrong, right? They can't be both right and disagree. Well, see, that's a unity with Yahweh now that'll keep us in agreement. See, you can't go wrong there if you're in unity with Him. Is there anyone here that thinks that stealing is right? You think raping somebody's daughter or molesting his son, you think that's right? And these are the laws that we've got to be in unity on. We're not in unity with the Catholic Church. The Pope right now is saying, you know, sin is the thing. He's rejecting Yahweh's laws, and we've kind of forced him into a corner because they're asking him, well, he says this in the Bible, though. Here's Israel Hawkins over there bringing this out, that it says this right here, and I looked in my Bible, and sure enough, it does say that. Now, how do you explain that, Francis? Well, of course, the only thing he can say is, if you remember his letters, the people who fastened themselves to the laws like the Pharisees did. Well, he don't even have sense enough to know that the Pharisees didn't keep the laws. They're Catholics. In fact, that's what you changed their name to. Do you not know any of the history of your background here on the Seven Hills? Did you forget where you came from? Oh, you think you were actually sucked that she-wolf. And that's what put you in office there, is the milk from a she-wolf. That's mythology. That's not the scriptures. It's full of lies. It's nothing but lies. Wake up and study your scriptures, Francis, and you'll get a totally different view. And all who follow Francis is going to have a big awakening here just very soon with nuclear wars. And your scripture actually tells you when it's going to end. Whether you know it or not, Yeshua didn't say that the righteous would not understand. He said none of the wicked will understand. So you've got to repent, and turn to practicing Yahweh's laws before you'll ever understand. There again, that's where we stand in unity with Yahweh. So he's showing us these things that the world don't know. Well, here in chapter 7 now of Daniel, if you got that, chapter 7 and verse 7, we see the fourth beast. The fourth beast, and he's dreadful and terrible. Just what you want for a neighbor, right? Man, oh man, that's what we're seeing today. Torture galore. And they think Guantanamo Bay is torture. I could read you stories, I think I will next week, of babies being born and the parents kisses them. They kiss them. They're just so pleased with this little baby and how wonderful this little baby is. So they kiss it and they give it a disease from that kiss. You know how many thousands of babies they're killing? Now they know they got herpes and they kiss the baby and they give the baby herpes. Maybe I'll show you some gruesome pictures next week. This is what we got that we're fighting in Babylon. That's part of it. These big nuclear missiles, you know, you need to protect your babies. I know people want to kiss babies. Francis loves to kiss babies. I don't know how many he's killed already, but giving them every kind of disease under the sun. But you can do that to an infant. And the doctors, when they're born in the hospitals, they have to give them shots. They got to get these shots. Why? Well, according to the news media, there's a lot of money in these shots. So the more they give them, the more money they get from that baby that they're protecting with their shots. If they give the mother shots beforehand, they kill the mother's protection that she offers to the baby. Yes, this is what doctors are for. It's what the hospitals are for. Protect your baby. And then they try to save them after they get herpes and their immune system is all screwed up from the shots, from the mother's immune system. Well, anyway, that's a part of it. I could go on and on for about 2 hours on this, at least. But anyway, if you look at Daniel, he tells us about this system. And he tells us what it will do. Chapter 7, verse 7, you see a fourth beast here. This is the fourth one that he speaks of on over in another, just a few more verses over. But look back to verse 6 there, and you will see, and after this I beheld another beast. And then you go back to verse 5, and he says, I see a second beast here. Well, these are world-ruling kingdoms. That is, they're fighting kingdoms. They're they have large armies, and this was what Samuel, they came to Samuel saying, "We want a king, and we can fight our battles for it." So they start socking all the money. They get taking the money from the citizens, the wealth, and they start socking it into this army. And this is what they came up with. And of course, this was the Nimrod system, if you remember, that was fathered by Cush, that was a tyrant. What do you see out of these armies today? Could you yourself take a nuclear missile right now and a plane and go to a foreign country and drop it on somebody you don't know? Why should those people mean anything to us? They're our enemies. The movie theater said they were. They made movies out of it showing how evil these people are. Apparently, they've never read the history of their own country or seen the sins of their fathers and mothers. But they're willing to take this and drop it on a town. And what do you think takes place when that thing is dropped? Did you see on the news the buildings that were torn up, the children that were laying dead, the mothers and fathers crying? What ones that were still alive anyway? Is this not torture? Ah, boy. They can't see the forest for the trees, as one said. Well, in verse 4, you see another beast. And look at verse 3 now, because he tells you where these are going to come up. And the great Kohan Kraus, Kraus Hawkins, he just mentioned that a few minutes ago. I don't know whether y'all caught it or not, but the verse 3, he says, "And the four beasts came up from the sea." Came up from the sea. Now, of course, the mythologists, they took that to mean what they thought it would, and they saw all these soldiers coming up out of the sea, and they all formed together and sucked the sea wolf till they got to where they was mean enough to go kill people. That happened on the seven hills of Rome. That's how Rome got started. You didn't know that? Pope Francis probably believes that. You know, like Santa Claus, there's another one that come from the seven hills of Rome. He comes down your chimney. You know he's going to do so in a few days now. Get ready for him. We got people now that's scared and got guns. Uh-oh, I hear a racket. And they shoot first. They're starting to shoot first and get the picture later. He's putting himself in a dangerous background this year, right? Now, Santa Claus is a god. He can't die. Whew, man. Caesar did. The pharaohs did. Some of them drowned in their own mud they made. Moshe and his group got through, but the gods didn't. They left Egypt in a mess. Or the gods did. A really bad mess. In fact, a few Hebrews went back, took over the country, and they're still there, and they're serving Rome even today. And they're killing people who have any form of holiness at all. This is torture, my friend, whether you know it or not, it's torture. If you just look at the news and see the torture that's going on, there's other places that needs cleaning up besides Guantanamo Bay. I saw the words or listened to the words of the great president that we got in office right now, Barack Obama. He and Hillary Clinton were more or less fighting this thing together, trying to get Guantanamo Bay closed, which was a valid deed that they were trying to do, both of them. And I wondered then why that so few people joined them in this. And this went on for years now, going on for 6 years, and Guantanamo Bay is still, the president is still trying to get it closed. But, of course, the president can't do things on his own. You know, he's got a system behind him, and each one of these has this system behind them. And finally, in this four beast that rose up, They all became one beast, one terribly great beast that you see in verse 7. You see what he is, what he looks like? Okay, well, that's what we're seeing in the world today. It's not a glorious thing to see this thing that took place. He's still murdering people. Even though they split in four, it's called the quartet now today, this system that you read about here. In verse 7, the fourth beast, dreadful and terrible. Dreadful and terrible. Do you think you could have peace with this working with you? He's dreadful and terrible and exceedingly strong, got great iron teeth, and he devours and breaks in pieces and tramples the residue with his feet. It was different from all other beasts that were before it, and it had 10 religions. 10 religions that had combined their strength, the 10. But, of course, what was to hold them together? Clay mixed with iron. So they fought with one another. Remember the story of Constantine, where he said, "I want you to stop fighting among yourselves, and this is the God you're going to worship from now on. This God." And he named two gods. You talk about confusion? Pope Francis, you're not the only one in your organization that's been confused for thousands of years. Your gods before you are confused. They can't even count to two. And here you are, can't count to three. You both sitting in the same boat. Well, you see this system that came up, and you can see the actions of the split, the quartet now, and Malachi Martin speaking of the quartet and saying each one hopes to come out on top in this generation. This is the generation where that is supposed to give the deciding answer as to who comes out on top. It all boils down to the nuclear wars. If you remember now those words, in verse 3, Daniel 7, verse 3, you see that word sea, S-E-A? They rise up out of the sea. Now I'm going to show Pope Francis what the word sea means. Let's go over to Revelations now, 13. Revelations 13. These people had control. Keep this in mind. They took control of the temple. They didn't keep the laws of Yahweh. This is shown over and over. Yeshua said, "Moshe gave you the law, but you don't keep it." And Stephen's, the deacon, Stephen, the sermon he gave, he said, "Yahweh gave you these laws, and you don't keep them. Therefore, I am going to drive you or carry you beyond Babylon." Now, they were in Jerusalem at that time. The temple was a glorious thing. The house of Yahweh was beautiful in for sight, but it had degenerated because of these evil priests that were willing to kill and torture and murder that you just read about in Daniel 7, the fourth beast. This was the fourth beast forming at that time. They called themselves Pharisees, Sadducees, Essenes, and Herodians. The Herodians was the one that had the vicious army that you read about in Daniel 11:31. That says the army stood on their part. And what did they do with the house of Yahweh? The army that Daniel said, that you just read about it, with these great iron teeth, evil army, that all that they had in their mind was killing and torturing. The army stood on their part, and they polluted Yahweh's house. Polluted it. They used their army to kill off anyone that wanted to keep any of the laws of Yahweh. They came against them and killed them. Yochanan. Now remember this on this subject, because Yochanan, the immerser, he came teaching the laws of Yahweh, and he said to Pilate, it's not right for you to have your brother's wife. This is not unity with Yahweh's laws. Yeshua himself said it's not right to even look on them, to lust after them. You've committed adultery already. Adultery. You shall not commit adultery. That's one of the 10 laws that you've got to come in unity with. You can't have peace and break that law. No way. Break that law and you bring forth children for several generations that are sick. Sick and dying. And the scientists are finding out more and more about this. I've got articles that take me all day to read to you about the things that go on in a baby's life because adultery or fornication is committed, or bestiality or sodomy. Some of them are dying because of a kiss. Some thousands. Some thousands are dying because of this. Well, in Revelations now, 13. Revelations 13, look at verse 3. And I saw one of the heads as it was wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after this beast. Remember, he saw four great beasts come up. Four great beasts, and then these was in Jerusalem, and the army helped them to pollute the temple, and then they were moved beyond Babylon. They owned Babylon at that time. They had a huge army in Babylon, and they had a huge army in Rome. They were building their army at that time, the time that this took place. This book right here was written in 96. And verse 1 says, remember the word see in Daniel 7? Daniel 7, the word see. And I stood upon the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast rise up out of the sea. Well, of course, Daniel was given the, how would you like to have that? How would you like to be able to do that? Put your mind and trust in Yahweh, and you will be able to see the future. Praise Yahweh. You can do it. Yahweh will use you like he did Samuel. He'll use you like he did Daniel. It's all yours. Just avoid what would be what this beast is bringing forth today. The cruelty, the torture. Finally, we got torture to get some awakening in the world. You know, Guantanamo Bay, it was saved till just the right time. Did you notice that? Torture going on all over the world, and this brings it to their attention. What is going on in the world? Now, if they go ahead and follow this, who do you think they'd be following? Yahweh does not teach torture. Yahweh teaches love. He teaches turn the other cheek. Your Savior even said that. He teaches no revenge. He teaches you do not take revenge. Don't retaliate against anyone. That means me too. If you get mad at me for telling you your sins, that's taking retaliation against me. So you better remember that. If it goes on in your mind and your heart, you're doing it. And that's what Yeshua showed you. You don't just commit sin by committing it physically. You can do it mentally all the time. This makes you unfit for the kingdom, makes you unacceptable, as Yahweh told Cain. If you keep my laws, this will make you acceptable. If you don't, if you break one, even he says, as Yeshua said, one dot or one iota. Think it. That's an iota, right? I-O-U. Well, if you do, you're guilty. You need to get these thoughts out of your mind and come to unity with Yahweh, full unity. We don't have much time left, that's for sure. This year is harvest time. Harvest time. Yes. Well, he rises up, Revelation 13, verse 1, and I stood upon the sound of the sea, and I saw this beast. Well, this is the one that Daniel saw too. But here's the answers for what this beast does in the last days. It does in a very short time period. These bombs that we have here. Now it says, well, the United States and Britain, they have the most. Russia has a bunch. Israel has a bunch. India has a bunch of them. Each one of these nations has enough to destroy the world and darken the sun. It doesn't make any difference how many, but who gets the first hit? And that's what they're saying now to each other. And this is what's going on in Congress, yes, in the Vatican. And they're saying, you know, you realize what would take place if Russia gets set up to where she can actually send a missile to each place, and she's got the power to do so. China has a plane that could knock out New York if they just drop one bomb. It could knock out New York. They could send that soldier to fly that plane, the pilot, to fly the plane. He could be in New York in 30 minutes, drop the plane, wipe out that whole city. There wouldn't even be anything left there that people could use after one of those bombs dropped on New York City, because it kills everything around and poisons everything around. And she could be back home, that pilot could be back in China in less than 30 minutes. This is 8 times the speed of sound. I can't imagine that kind of speed. 8 times the speed of sound, and they still want stronger bombs and making stronger bombs and faster planes and faster missiles. India now has tested the fastest missile ever. India. If they fired those bombs, if India just so wanted to, she could knock out all 4 of the quartet, plus the Vatican. in 30 minutes. That's how vulnerable this world is right now. She's got great armed teeth, and she's got a mind of a dragon or a lion or a bear. That's the kind of brain capacity that's dealing with this great armed teeth that she has. That's what we're standing in front of right now, and Yahweh told us this thousands of years ago and said it would be preached by His house in these last days. Standing or opposing this Babylonia system. Opposing everything in it, in fact. You know, everything is against us. The newspapers, the police, the judges, the lawyers, everything is against this little system right here that Yahweh planted and said the gates of hell is not going to prevail against it this time. Yeah. And Yahshua is sending us messages from every few days now, other than what He's showing us in the Holy Scriptures. Okay, in Revelations now, 13, Revelations 13, he says, I stood upon the sound of the sea, and I saw this beast rise up out of the sea, this beast that is talking about back here in Daniel 7, this beast rise up out of the sea, having 7 heads, 10 horns, if you'd have looked, or if I should have brought it probably, but that's all described there in Daniel 7, 7 heads and 10 horns, and upon his horns, 10 crowns. That's authority. Each one of these is given authority. And upon his heads, the names of blasphemy. That's against Yahweh's law, against Yahweh. That's what this great beast with the iron teeth that we're fighting right now. We're fighting the whole system. The whole system is corrupt and bringing torture, death, sickness, disease. The whole system. And the beast which I saw was similar to a leopard, and his feet were the feet of a bear. This is the mentality he's describing here. Yes, the brain capacity that he's describing right here of these of the people that are running this, that live on that great city of seven hills, the city of seven hills. Revelation 17, verse 18. The bear, his mouth as the mouth of a lion, and the dragon, notice who gives him his power there now, the dragon. He don't get this power from Yahweh. Yahweh allows this. He told Samuel, let them do it, and we'll show them the outcome. We'll show them the outcome of what's going to take place. Because it's all going to end with the armies that they want to fight their battles for them. Gave him, the dragon gives him his power and his throne and great authority. Yes, he has great authority as we see back in chapter 6 of Revelation. We also see it in Samuel, 1 Samuel 8, verse 1 through 9. And I saw one of the heads as it was wounded unto death. And the deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after. All the world. Get that? You see that? All the world. Not just part of it. All the world wondered after this beast. They went with it, and they worshiped the dragon. They don't worship Yahweh. Yahweh tells you in 1 Yochanan 3, 4 through 10, who you're worshiping if you don't keep his laws. If you break his laws, if you transgress his laws, and you do this with your mental thoughts and your also physically. If you break these laws, you're worshiping Satan and you belong to Satan when you do this. Worship means to serve. Serve in any capacity of this world. And you belong to Satan. And they worshiped the dragon, which gave power to the beast. The dragon, that's Satan the devil. Satan gives this beastly system, authority. Gave power to the beast, authority to the beast, and gave it its power. And they worshiped the beast, saying, who is like the beast? Who is able to make war with this dreadly system that is here? And there was given, and each one of these, even North Korea, even North Korea, well, we got a bomb, man. We're strong. One bomb would wipe that whole country out now. Just one. And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemy. That's blasphemy of Yahweh, against Yahweh. Power was given unto him to make war. 42 moons. And this is the ones that is cut short now. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against Yahweh, to blaspheme his name and his house and those who dwell in heaven. And it was given unto him. This is not people who have died and gone to heaven now. They won't be resurrected and go anywhere until we resurrect them. This is speaking about heavenly beings that are already there. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. You find the same thing in Daniel 7. Same beast is given. He's speaking of here, but in a different time period now. He comes down to Yochanan's time period, and Yochanan tells us then, he and Daniel, what to look for the next 1,500 years. And he says, until, then he shows you the house of Yahweh. Until the house of Yahweh is established and starts their work, which opposes. That looks like a baney rooster opposing a turkey. but we're doing it. You ever seen a baby rooster whip a turkey? I have. I used to have both on the farm, and I've seen that little baby rooster. He just keep on nagging, and the turkey would shake him, and once it stopped shaking him or holding him, you'd turn him loose, and here he'd come again. Well, that's about the way we look, but Yeshua and Yahweh are the supreme powers, and they say that we're going to prevail. That gives me courage. It's a scary thing standing in the place of a bandy rooster. But we're going to win this battle. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And authority was given him over all tribes. Did you get that? All tribes now. On earth, all tribes, all peoples, all languages. It doesn't leave out any of them. You find all of them worshiping gods at this time. And all who dwell upon the earth will worship him, Satan the devil. All who dwell upon the earth. That is a fact that's going on right now. And if you compare it with First Yochanan 3, verses 5 through 10, verses 4 through 10, you will see that all the world, all tribes that are worshiping gods, they're not worshiping Yahweh. They may have some truth, yes. Many people do. They may have some holiness even. But all people who practice this holiness now, Satan is going after. If they don't worship her, she is got plans to destroy them. And that's what you see taking place. And Malachi Martin knew this and put it in the book, The Keys of This Blood. Well, the blood is not going to prevail in this time period. As you can see that in Hebrews, it talks about this kingdom that was based purely on bloodline. It's not going to prevail anymore. You got everything that it's doing now is a mistake, and getting closer and closer to world war with nuclear war. Well, verse 8, and all who dwell upon the earth will worship him whose names have not been written from the foundation of the world in the book of life. The book of life. Well, that's the prophecies shown here. And the book of life is a book about you, as the great Kohan Benaiah brought out many times. That's a book written about you. Your names are written in the book of life if you're practicing the laws of Yahweh in these last days at his house. Praise Yahweh. Book of life of the Lamb who was slain. How far do I want to go? Two more verses. If any man has an ear, let him hear. He who is for captivity will go into captivity. And this is the plan that they have, and this is the plan that Yahweh allowed. He said nothing would be withheld from them. The only thing that he withholds them from is his plan, his own plan. If they try to alter that plan, that's where they're stopped. They can't alter the plan. If you just think for a moment, they can't alter the plan for Yahweh's house. And that's what it's talking about, and that's the reason Yeshua said the gates of hell will not prevail against this house in this time period. He who is for captivity will go into captivity. He is for the sword must be killed with the sword. Herein is the patience of the faith of the saints tested. Verse 10. Herein is the faith of the saints tested. I got to show you one more thing before I close here. First off, don't forget this wonderful map here. Get your mind on this map. From Jerusalem to Babylon, then beyond Babylon, Rome. Beyond Babylon. That's where he moved this this group. Beyond Babylon. Beyond Babylon, which is Rome. This week, the opposing of Babylon. This is in Times Square. Can you see it? Now, let me give you just a little bit of information here. Yisrael Hawkins explains strategy to replace wars with lasting peace in new post. This was December the 19th that this was put in. It's to the news media's. 38,495 have already run it. Yes, that's right. We have some great news medias, well-known news medias. And one news media here, WSMV.com. And it's reached 2,850,954, and that was of about 8 o'clock this morning. Yes. I got to skip some of this, but there's one I wanted to show you, bring to your attention. All of these combined, by the way, is 72,161,000 plus the 38,495, which reaches thousands of people, viewers. So we're out there. One of them that I was, if you want to find us there, is Reuters. Now, Reuters, yes, and we've already had 617,000 people on Reuters alone that has read this. Pretty impressive, huh?
Praise God.
Now that is opposing Babylon, and think about this little group now, as small as it is, like the Banny Rooster. Or like the tiny seed of the tree, tiny seed that grows the tree, that we don't come up out of the, we don't come up out of the sea now, we come from heaven. This is the one sent from heaven. Yes, like Yahshua. He didn't come physically from heaven. He was born on earth and was raised and taught the laws of Yahweh. But it was under inspiration and teaching from Yahweh from heaven. So in actual fact, he came from heaven, the same as you and I right now. May Yahweh bless you, and I'll turn the services back to the next speaker. I love you. Yeah.